showed me something that I didn't expect. I had a flashback of being in the Church for All Nations in Israel. And immediately, the table here became the rock underneath and the crown of thorns around it. So I have a sense that he's really pushing that button. That you know, there's a purpose, there's a duplicity, there's a process going on, and some of you may have had, you know, pressure in the mind, and that's what that crown of thorns represents. God is dealing with that, but more than anything else, we are a function, such as our Savior laid down his life on that rock. And, of course, it really represents him. And then, of course, when Pete came over and gave me the piece of the puzzle that he had, it was just another confirming thing. You know, we are being molded and fashioned in the image. And I want you to just bow your heads, and we're going to run to him. Because if we don't, we're going to be in trouble. Lord Jesus, what you showed me this morning, I want to be able to share openly with my brothers and sisters, so that your Holy Spirit will be able to rule through what you've given me in this word and this dream that you gave me early this morning. I ask this in Jesus' name. I also ask that your people's ears and hearts and eyes be opened so that they can hear and see and perceive what the Spirit is speaking in Jesus' name. My morning started quite early, but it started with a dream. And in the dream, I am just coming into a new place. And I find that in our luggage, we don't have what we're supposed to have. And my vitamins are missing, and for some, I keep hearing the word medicines are missing. So I'm upset. And the Lord, you know, uses my wife to say, don't worry, we'll call Walmart and they'll just make sure that, you know, whatever you need, you can get. I don't have any prescriptions in the natural at Walmart. But in that dream, that's what we had. So now I'm looking for the phone number from Walmart. Believe it or not, I can't even read in the yellow pages. For some odd reason, somebody gives me a newspaper. And in the newspaper, it's colored newspaper. And there's the number for Walmart. Here's the number that I got. 1-819. And I said, Lord, that's not enough numbers. Well, guess what? It's just what the numbers that I woke up with, because they wouldn't leave. And I could still see them. 1-819. So I looked up the numbers, and their number value are this. Number 1 is unity. Number 8 is new birth. Number 1 is unity. And number 9 is the fruit of the Spirit. So I said, Father, I get this. You're saying that all the fruit of the Spirit are uniting. This means we are to become a fruit salad. Are you ready to become a fruit salad? If you're a little bit fruity, a little bit sour or sweet, you'll intermingle with the others. And by the time God gets done, you'll be pretty sweet to be. Amen? Say, are you ready to become fruit salad? Uh-huh. 1 Corinthians 12 came in immediately. So I said, okay, Lord, you want me to go 1 Corinthians 12? And he says, yep. And here's what he showed me. Verse 8. 1 Corinthians 12:8. To one there is given through the Spirit the message of wisdom. That's number one. To another the message of knowledge. That's number two. By the means of the same Spirit. To another faith. By the same Spirit. To another the gift of healing. Number four. To one Spirit. To another, miraculous powers, that's number five. To another, prophecy, that's number six. To another, distinguishing between spirits, that's number seven. To another, speaking in different kinds of tongues, that's number eight. And to still another, interpretation, and that's number nine. So there's the nine gifts in one big bowl. That's the family of God. When you realize that you can't do without the other, all this self-attitude that you can do this on your own is going to start disappearing. If you make a fruit salad and you only do it with apples, you'd be better off to have apple pie. Don't call it a fruit salad. Amen? Because everybody knows fruit salad, you've got to have all kinds of fruit. Okay? When you make fruit salad, if you're wise, you let it sit for a while. Because the flavors of one will intermingle in the other, and it'll be awesome. Now, I've been making fruit salad for years, and I have a secret ingredient that I'm going to share with you. And my grandson, especially the youngest one, is the one that says, "Pap, you make fruit salad like nobody I know. My secret ingredient is a half a cup of wine." White or red? Either one. I usually use the red. And I dump it in along with a little OJ and whatever other fruits that are available and all mixed in together. But the vino adds a little something, and it puts a little, you know, that little tangy piece in there. That, and when you eat it after it's been sitting for a day, all of the colors of the fruits have changed, and my God, they really are awesome. And the other night, he comes over to the house, and of course he looks, is there anything in the fridge? And, of course, there's a bowl there of fruit salad. Oh, my God, I wasn't hungry, but I'm hungry now. So, you see, you don't have to be hungry to have fruit salad. All right? It's not filling. It's extremely nutritious. And it's wonderful to the palate. What am I saying? Holy Ghost ain't stupid. There are nine fruits mixtures. With the blood of the Lamb mixed in, you haven't got a chance. You're not going to stay the same. You're not going to be what you were. You're going to be what He's designed you to become. And His plan is a lot better than mine or yours. His plan is to say, okay, what you were was fine for then. But what you'll become is so much more. Because when I intermingle you and saturate you with the flavors of the gifts in your neighbor, you'll be able to accomplish the purpose of His creation of you. Now, if you study this whole chapter, you'll see that He's talking about the body of Christ. He's talking about multifacets of that body. And those who think that they can become holy on their own are really full of holes. Probably similar to Swiss cheese. And the mice are going to have a party. I'm not making light of the subject, that the body of Christ has to function as a whole. And every member has something to give. Every member has something to give. You say, oh, is he picking on my wallet? Yes, I could do that too. Because there's not one young enough or old enough. Because I remember my mother and father would not let me go to church without giving something. Even at 5 and 4 years old, I always had something to put in the basket. I always did. My children the same. We made sure. Now, there was one that was a little more the ingenuity was a little stronger than the other. Because if you gave him 2 nickels, he kept one for me and one for the Lord. The other one, it was quarters. Until we agreed that, you know, when we gave for him to give, it was to give. It was to teach them. How many can relate to that type of thank you? Why did it start when you were just a child? Because you know that as you give, you will receive. If you hoard, you get what?
A mess.
You get a mess? What else?
Moths.
What else? Mold. Yeah. So what am I saying? Is it absolute? Am I telling you that you have to do? No, I'm telling you it's part of being a part of the bowl. The bowl has to contain the fruit on the interior. And when we're giving of ourselves as a whole, we're feeding others. We're going to be taking an offering today for those who have lost their homes and whatever supply that we can provide through the agency that have already been a part of our church for many, many years. And that is the shelter run by the people that have been in charge. Ron Willoughby has been there for many years for me. I've known him for 30-something years. He is about as honest as I can meet anyone. His family is dedicated to that center. They've taken care of all kinds of people, families, children. They dress them up. They don't charge anything. They give them food. They don't charge them anything. Why? Because they haven't got anything to give. Okay? You know, when you're saying I'm running a homeless shelter and it costs a homeless person $2 or $3 to sleep for the night, is that free? It's not free. But when we give to them, they give out freedom. If you give to the Salvation Army and you need a jacket, you can go into the Salvation Army store and buy a jacket. But when you ain't got any money, you can't buy because you don't have money. When you go to the shelter, you can get dressed up and it'll cost you zero. They're not expecting you to give something back. And I'm not trying to be critical of other agencies now. Don't think I'm picking on anybody. I'm telling you why we chose to support the one that says free is free. Because freely we have been given. And freely we give out. That's the reason that they are the ones that we support. And I remember somebody said to me, oh, we should do this and we should do that. And I says, there's a lot of things that are done well in the city. Let's not copy something that's already done correctly. We don't need to do what's already being done correctly. Let's be a part of what is being done correctly. That's the reason we chose to flow with them. What am I saying about the fruits of the Spirit? I'm saying that if you don't have a functioning fruit, cry out to the Lord. Cry out to the Lord. Say, Lord, what is the fruit that I have? What is the fruit that I can bring into the bowl to make this place even a better place? To make this place a more wholesome place where the flavors that are inside of me will be intermingled with the flavors that are inside of you. Where my sweetness might take over a little bit of your corner that might be a little sour. How many have a little sour corners sometimes? Thank you. You understand where I'm coming from? You know the sour grapes? They can't stay sour when they're intermingled with the sweet ones. Amen? Well, I'm serious. And I said to the Lord, fruit salad, that's what you want this morning? He says, yes. And when they go to the fruit bar, they're going to what? Choose different fruit together. And a little bit of the Lord's wine inside there. You say grape juice is just as good? That's, go ahead. It's not, it's fine. I'm just telling you what my secret agent is. Okay? It is a secret agent. And they want to know, and I won't tell them. Why? Because I want them to come back. Now it's going to be public knowledge.
If they listen.
If they listen. But hear me now. When I say this to you, you know, the God of heaven is so awesome. When he put us together, he took all kinds. He didn't get prejudice and bring all one type. So if your neighbor's a little different than you, praise God. Okay? Praise God. If they have a different background and they've been molded and fashioned, and your orange happens to have been squeezed all the way, praise the Lord. Okay? If you've got nothing left to give, take the flavors next to you and come back and be a part. You know, there's some fruit that don't have much juice, right? If you're kind of on the dry side, hop into the bowl with the rest of us. Well, come on. Use your imagination. Amen? I mean, you know, there are some fruit that are not exactly, you know, flexible and soft and moldable. They're like an apple. They're a little hard on the interior. Okay? So, if you put them in with some nice juicy grapes and a few oranges that have been squeezed, what happens to you? Did you ever look at a piece of white apple after it's been soaking in grape juice? Tell me what color it is. So if you're a little color prejudiced, he'll take care of that too. I'm serious. It gets changed in the bowl. Are you ready to hop in? Will you be changed? Some of you that are so sweet are probably going to take on a tangy flavor. And that's okay too. If you haven't got any discernment, he'll give some to you. If you haven't got any what? Tongues that are changing. As you worship, he'll spread them around. If you haven't got any miraculous power, while you're rubbing against your neighbor, you might get a few. Are you ready for a miracle? Are you ready for a healing? Hear me now. If you're in the bowl, you can't help it. You're going to catch whatever they have. You're going to be so contagious that you'll end up after a few weeks smelling like the neighbor. Whoa, boy, that took you a long time. Try it again. Do I get an amen?
Amen.
All right. Wisdom. A word of wisdom. A word of knowledge. By the same Holy Spirit. Who can't handle a little more wisdom and knowledge? I need it. But you can't get it outside the bowl. Faith. Huh, I'm so perfect, I got enough faith to do anything. Baloney. It says when two of you agree together, two or more. One puts 1,000 to flight, two puts 10,000, three puts how much? Yeah. The numbers are incredible. Get in the bowl. Get in the bowl. If you stay on the outside, you can't reap the benefits. You know, I remember the word of knowledge that would come out when I would attend Grace Church. And then I would go back to St. Anne's the following day or 2 or 3 days later. And some that were around me would say, "Oh, I'm so glad to be home." And I'd say, "This doesn't feel like home." I would go back to the rituals. And I wasn't happy. Because you know what? They were filled with fear. There was very little harmony. Oh, they could gather together when there was a crisis. And I'm not trying to pick on Roman Catholics. I'm not picking on anybody. But I am telling you that the Holy Ghost Church is going to intermingle one into the other. Just like the fruit flavors are going to intermingle one into the other. And the purposes of God will be glorified as His Spirit pours out of you whatever you have. And whatever you have is more than enough for the bowl. Would you stand, please? Yes, dear. Come on up. You can't speak from back there because we won't hear you. Come on up. Come on, sweetheart.
When, when you're talking about smelling like each other?
Yes.
When we hug each other here?
Yes.
I go home smelling like all these colognes that people have. So in the physical, it works.
Yes.
So it's the same in the spiritual?
It's the same in the spirit. So when we become one together, our flavor gets sweeter.
That's right.
Amen? If you've got a neighbor, would you kind of dig their hand right now? Thank you, Lord. Thank you, Lord. Say, Father, today, we're hopping into the bowl together. And let your Holy Spirit make us truly one. Let the love flow that I have received freely. Touch those that are listening to this message. And let it be an honor to be a part of this incredible fruit salad. Designed by God Himself. And we are excited. Because anybody that comes are going to be blessed.